Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. You go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and also follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because that's it. This segment brought to you by Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. Boy, when we met with Eric the other day and I said, how do you feel about sponsoring the show? And he said, cutting edge. Wait to hear this next segment. Boy, cutting edge. Let's see. Eric has, Excalibur Roofing has, but Eric has 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications. Big thing for Excalibur Roofing and the way that they approach each customer is there's no cookie cutter solution. What they do is they approach each individual job, thinking it all the way through from top to bottom. Get it? Top to bottom. That's another joke for those that didn't get it. New roof construction, old roof replacements, repairs, Excalibur Roofing will absolutely take care of you. The cool thing about them, additionally, is they do estimates are free. If you're curious, maybe there could be a problem I have with that roof. I'm not sure. Call them up. Find out. You know, if they can do a little talk with you right there on the phone, then you'll know and they'll know and it'll work out great and you'll be very happy with them. ExcaliburRoofing.com is the website. 760-743-8803. Okay, listen. 760-743-8803. Okay, that's the phone number in case you didn't get that the first time, second time, or third time. ExcaliburRoofing.com, Eric Holloway, they will take care of you. Okay? I told you it was going to be a great interview. I knew that was coming. Let's see. First, I do want to give a big shout out. I heard from Professor X today that Chuck Smith passed away this morning. And I don't know if you know who Chuck Smith is or not, but Chuck Smith is a founding pastor of Calvary Chapels, the Calvary Chapel movement, all the things that took place. Great teacher. Definitely a very, very humble man and somebody that really liked to minister to people just because he felt like Jesus loved him. He wanted to love others. So that's pretty cool. Okay? So we got that. So enjoy the streets of gold, Chuck. We'll see you soon. Let's see what we want to do here. Oh, okay. So I want to talk to you about this show. Can I talk to you about this show? I mean, I know that everybody's busy and so on and so forth, but I got to talk to you about this show. You know, when we see that somebody gets it right, we want to acknowledge that as best we can, as we understand right, the best that we get it. And when somebody does it wrong or gets it wrong, we kind of want to examine that. We want to look at that. Well, Bill O has been taking kind of a beating on this show in the last several months, and he's gotten plenty of stuff wrong.
I was just podcasting about him the last time we talked about him.
That's so funny. He's got a lot wrong, but last night, Bill O'Reilly got it right, and his guest got it completely wrong. How about that? I bet you never thought I'd say that. Bill O'Reilly got it right. His guest got it completely wrong. The trouble is that the guest, now here, this is important, is supposed to be a professor of New Testament theology at Notre Dame. Here's my response. If she really is in that position, if she really is a professor of New Testament theology at Notre Dame, then the David Spoon Experience has two comments. One, she should actually read the New Testament. And two, if you want for yourself, your children, or your grandchildren to have a twisted view of Christianity, then go to the theology school at Notre Dame. How about that statement? Whoa! Did you just say that about Notre Dame? Yes, I just did. Candida Moss, PhD and professor of New Testament theology at Notre Dame, was on Bill O'Reilly's show claiming, now watch this, this is where claiming that Jesus taught that the only way for any person to get to heaven anywhere was to sell every single thing that the person has and give it to the poor. This is the professor who's teaching at Notre Dame New Testament theology. Bill corrected her regarding the single story she was using as her matrix for truth, that the lesson was for that rich young man because money ruled him. In order for Jesus to be Lord, the young lad would have had to get rid of the money because that money was sitting in Jesus's place. And Bill O'Reilly was 100% correct when he said that. From a New Testament understanding, let's just get a grip on how far off this state is. It's just unbelievable. She's not saying a couple people have to sell everything. Everybody has to sell everything and give it to the poor. You know what happens if everybody sells everything and give it to the poor? The poor become rich. Then they have to sell everything and they have to give it to the poor. And then those poor become rich. And then they have to sell everything and they have to give it to the poor. And then those poor become rich. You get the idea? Did you catch that? That's funny. Anyway, it's pretty obvious. There were plenty of rich believers at the time of Jesus. Zacchaeus gave a lot of his wealth away, but he didn't give all of it away. Lazarus was obviously wealthy. He had servants. They had people around them. They had a nice home, big parties. Philemon was obviously wealthy. He had slaves. He had people working for him all the time. Jesus and his disciples, just in case you guys didn't know it, they had a bag of money. John chapter 12, verse 6. Go look it up in any Bible version in the world. And the crux of this is this. Money is not the root of all evil. Money is not the root of all evil. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. There's a substantial difference between money being the root of all evil and the love of money being the root of all evil. Okay? Very important. John 3:16. This is the thing that bothers me. Can I tell you what bothers me? I mean, I know we got the podcast and stuff going, but this is what bothers me. I'm thinking how close to the end of time we are when an institution like Notre Dame is teaching lies and heresy. I just can't believe it. This professor is probably misleading thousands of kids because she doesn't get it. What doesn't she get? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. What was that qualifier for having eternal life? Believing in him. What was that? Believing in him. Which part of this is hard? Which part is not processing? It's not through our works, our good deeds, our actions, or our good looks that we get to enter the kingdom of heaven. It's through Jesus and through his work alone. The Bible says in Isaiah, all our righteousness is like filthy rags before the Lord. All the good stuff we do, 90%+ probably just got the wrong motive. So let's just go over a couple of basics, and then I've got something that'll blow your mind in the next segment. So let me, what I got, like 2 minutes? I know I got like two, right? Three? Oh, three. Good. Here it is, John 14, 1 through 6. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. Thomas said, and then Jesus said, you know the way to the place where I'm going. Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Acts chapter 4, verse 10 through 12. Know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. He is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the capstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. I don't know how you escape that. Romans chapter 3, verse 21 through 24. This is the closer right here. But now a righteousness from God apart from the law has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. Which part of the New Testament are these people not reading? Which part of this stuff is being skipped? I don't get it. How could this person be a professor of New Testament theology and not know the Word of God? I'm amazed, and I'm more impressed that Bill O'Reilly, he got it right. He nailed it down. It's like, you're kind of reading into that. Yeah, she was. Horribly. What do you think of that? When I come back, I'm going to show you numerically, prove it numerically, how far apart some of these thought processes are. You're going to get the real stats on the Bible. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, how much did Jesus talk about the poor?
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Step out of the everyday and into the tranquility of the spa at La Costa, named the number one wellness spa in the nation. Come for a treatment and stay for the day. Visit the spa at La Costa in October and receive a $45 savings pass. Details at lacosta.com.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi friends, Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the greatest financial fears of Americans is simply running out of money. The last thing that people want is to become dependent on their kids or their grandkids in those golden years. Retirement is the time of life when you want to be polishing that backswing and not your resume. And yet, the number of people who haven't put plans in place is shocking. Look, we all know that this is a world without a whole lot of guarantees, but one thing is clear, if you don't know where you're heading, you probably won't get there. So let's get together for your free retirement consultation and see if we can help to put your retirement puzzle together for you. Call me for your free visit at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your complimentary consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN.
Important new regulations by the FHA taking effect October 1st will drastically limit your options at obtaining a reverse mortgage. Take action now. A new lowered principal limit will completely overhaul the reverse mortgage program, essentially limiting the amount of cash and benefits a senior receives. Hey, Mark Larson here. With a government-insured reverse mortgage, you can receive a large amount of cash, eliminate your mortgage payments entirely, or even purchase a home with no income or credit score requirements. But get in before the changes take effect to get your HUD-required reverse mortgage counseling done before the end of September. Join Mehran Aram and his Aramco team at the lovely Tuscany Restaurant in Carlsbad October 10th, 6 p.m. for the next free dinner workshop. Call for details today if you or your spouse are 62 or older. 866-600-1130, 866-600-1130 or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now watch this. Oh, listen to this one.
Yeah, I gotta say, in the year you've been playing this this song, David, you've gotten really good.
This is my favorite part, though.
You can do that and drink a Monster at the same
time. Yeah, and it was great. As a studio audience, they love it. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We've been talking about the Bill O'Reilly Show and how the professor at Notre Dame, the professor of New Testament theology, really needs to do a little bit more Bible reading. Her premise on Bill's show is that everybody has to sell everything they have and give it to the poor. I was just explaining to RoboProducer that that means that everybody who has any possessions whatsoever has to sell it and give it to the poor, and that's the only way to get to heaven, according to her. Now, we understand Scripture's completely different than what she's saying. But I did think it's kind of humorous to think that if everybody sold everything they had and gave it to the poor would become rich, and then they would have to sell everything they have and give it to the poor, which would have been the former rich.
Apparently, she didn't think this one through.
I don't think she thought that through. I'm going to go with no. On this next segment, which I don't think this segment's as long as the last one we just did, I want to give you some numbers because I'm sick and tired of people telling me how often something is taking place in Scripture when they are absolutely clueless as to what those numbers are. You want to hear the numbers? You ready? These numbers will blow your. You don't have to. You can't. You can just put on the description numbers of times the words in the New Testament and the Gospel because it's too much to do. Here you go. Ready? Here you go. Jesus mentioned evil. Ready? 32 times in the Gospels: Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. I'm just doing the Gospels. He mentions the phrase repent. 12, faith, 34, eternal, 30, love, 56 times, sin, sins, or sinner, 63 times, ready? Believe, 89 times, poor, 25 times. So I just want everybody to get this. He mentions the word poor. Now, let me rephrase that. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, between Jesus and John the Baptist, the poor are mentioned 25 times. Sin is mentioned 63 times. Love is mentioned 56 times. Faith is 34 times. Evil is 32 times. Eternal is 30 times. Believe is 89 times. Watch this. Heaven is 133 times. So by far, heaven, believe, and sin mentioned even more than love. Love is a close fourth. Heaven, by far, way by far, mentioned the most. Nothing else is even close to that. Believe 89 times, sin 63 times, the poor 25 times. When people tell you, oh, Jesus' whole ministry was about the poor, I want you to be able to understand that Jesus talked about heaven five times more than he talked about the poor. And I'm not saying you shouldn't take care of the poor. I'm just simply saying if you don't understand that the coming of Jesus Christ was to bring life and immortality to light through the gospel, as Timothy says, you're not getting the main message of Jesus. See, he's got a lot of messaging and a lot of messages. And the main message that comes from Jesus, the main message is about heaven. It's about the life after this life. It's not about this life. It's about the next portion of life. And 89 times he tells us to believe, and I just want you to understand this, he talks about sin twice as much as he talks about the poor. Now, I would like somebody to come and defend how that's how it's numerical. It's not an issue. It's not a possibility. There's a program where you put the word in, and it gives you every instance that it's used in Scripture. And I just narrowed this down to the gospel. I cannot begin to tell you that in the New Testament, if you had the whole New Testament and you had the word sin, that it occurs almost 300 times. 300. The total amount for the poor, 40. So don't tell me Jesus came and all he did was preach about the poor. That's just not factually correct. What's true is that Jesus talked about heaven way more than anything else. He talked about eternal and believing, and then he talked about love, and he talked about sin. He talked about faith about the same amount that he talked about evil. And these are things to seriously consider. 133 times Jesus talks about heaven, 25 times he talks about the poor. You want to do the math? Let's do the math together. 133 is 5 times greater than 25. Just at least. There's nothing you can say about that. By the way, he talked about Satan or the enemy 40 plus times. 40. Hoy, 40. Pointy. I mean, what I'm trying to say is, I'm not trying to get down on the, what I'm trying to say is the way that the gospel is being approached, let's just take the sheer volume of what Jesus talked about. He didn't talk about demonic things like, you know, Cleveland or anything like that. He talked, oh, I'm kidding, that's a joke. He talked about these elements. That was a joke for somebody walking by. He talked about heaven 133 times, believing about 90 times, sin about 63 times, love 56 times. Let's talk about what Jesus talked about. If it's not for eternal, then Jesus wasn't doing it, people. Come on. If it's not for heaven, he wasn't doing it. You get it? Those are cool stats, man. You got to keep that in mind. Okay, are we at break time? We're probably at break. Yes, wrap. Thumb is up. Are you putting that thumb up your nose? Okay. You know that's a dangerous thing to do.
Don't move.
We'll make it happen. You're in Florida. That's against the law. Okay. All right.
Might paint with it.
Okay. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I should probably get off the stump for a little while so we can talk about goofy news. Okay, we'll do that.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Taking care of business in San Diego is all about the people. Hi, I'm Art Valenzuela, and I want you to meet the people who make business and jobs happen right here in our hometown. This is your invitation to listen to The Startup with me, Art Valenzuela, new here on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ, Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Find out more online at thestartupsocal.com or call 858-356-4144. The Startup, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on KPRZ.
This is a public notice from Varango Solar. If you are a San Diego Gas and Electric customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, this could be your last chance to convert your home to solar energy for zero money down with the government rebate program. To see if you qualify, call 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800. The California Solar Initiative expanded state support of solar technology as part of the governor's Million Solar Roofs vision for California. A number of Southern California utilities have already been forced to shut down their government incentives due to budgetary constraints. However, if you are an SDG&E customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, rebates to Go Solar for zero money down are still available for a limited time. For more information and to submit your application for zero down solar before the deadline, please call Varango Solar at 800-951-5800. 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Don't have your 401k, IRA, SEP, or any money at risk? The stock market has proven it can go backwards at any time. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, over 32 years making sure your money can never lose principal or interest. Get like stock market growth with the guarantee you will never go backwards. Don't keep your money in any investment where you can lose. Indexed investment is unmatched for security. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. That's 1-800-553-6247 for security and peace of mind of your money. And don't forget about my life insurance. We now have a new term life insurance product where you pay the same rate to age age 100. You will never have a rate increase. Many people buy term insurance, and if they outlive the term, they have a rate increase that skyrockets. You drop the coverage, and the insurance company is a double winner. They don't have to pay a death claim, and they have all your money. Unlike my term, where you pay the same rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote, 1-800-553-6247. That's 1-800-553-6247. Call me now for a free quote. Thank you so much. Love you all, and God bless.
Some restrictions apply. License number 0578122.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. You know, there's a lot of people that don't like what I was just talking about. I just want to point that out there. Like, you can't say that. You can't say, you know, you can't say that about Jesus teaching about the poor. I'm only going to say what's in the book from that point of view. And what's in the book is he talks about heaven five times more than he talks about the poor. You can't argue that. That's numbers. That's like 2 + 2 = 4. I mean, only in the current economy is 4 + 8 = 11. Or in that core teaching process, the core teaching thing, that's 4 + 8 = 11. They made a mistake. So it's just one of those things where I want people to understand. I'm not trying to bag on ministries or anybody that's doing it. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not jumping down anybody's throat on that. I'm simply saying, do not say, well, the main ministry of Jesus was the redemption of mankind, period. In fact, regarding the poor, he said, the poor you will always have with you. So it's like, you know, come on. At least be honest about what Scripture says. That's all I'm looking for. All right. Now that I've done that and thoroughly irritated a whole bunch of people now that they don't like me anymore, let's talk about the important things. You know what today is?
I do.
What is today?
David, is actually October 3rd, the day that at 5 p.m. Pacific time, the Dodgers will be playing the Atlanta Braves.
You know, you've just been waiting like the whole show to say that.
I have indeed.
Well, I just want to say that today is the day after the Red Wings beat the Sabres.
Nice. Baseball and hockey, people.
Baseball and hockey, people. Get used to it. On this day in 1226, St. Francis of Assisi, he passed away. Okay, St. Francis, he passed away. Also, on this day in 1955, Ready? This is a big one. Captain Kangaroo.
Oh.
Made its premiere on this day. 1990 on this day, East Germany and West Germany united to become Germany 45 years after being split into two countries at the end of World War II. Interesting to know. For those that care, it's Virus Appreciation Day. I don't know what that means, because I don't know how you can appreciate virus.
I just hope people catch it.
Oh, that was a good one, though.
Yeah.
That's a good one. On this day in 1899, the vacuum cleaner was patented. Also, the beginning of the show Father Knows Best. That's pretty interesting stuff.
Oh, Dave, suck it up. a little vacuum humor there.
That's bad. Andy Griffith and Dick Van Dyke also. But do you know what happened in 1995 that changed the nation?
But I don't know.
Yeah, the Los Angeles courtroom, O.J. Simpson was acquitted.
Oh, yeah.
Of the June 12th, 1994 stabbing murders of his wife.
Hey, O.J. is in one of my all-time favorite movies.
Which one?
That would be a Leslie Nielsen comedy, Naked Gun.
Yeah, that was one of the more bizarre happenings of life, wasn't it? That was just the word.
O.J.'s acting career never really took off.
I'm not going down the OJ jokes. I'm just not doing it.
I'd like to, but
I can't do it. Anyway, so let's see. Did I point out to you? Now, I know this is a shorter segment, isn't it? Because we got to catch up or something.
We got about 2 minutes.
I got it too. First of all, look at the weather. It's like, whoa.
All I see is glass in front of me because the chair is broken.
Oh, so you can't see above the console?
I see lights that are reflecting onto my panel that are around your two heads. It almost looks like you're trying to interrogate me.
How many lights are there? Remember that one? Ah, good one, huh? Anyway, it's cloudy out. It's just got that feel. But I heard it's supposed to be warm Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Super duper 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 warm.
Like, there are four lights, by the way.
There are four lights, right? Like that? That's pretty good, huh? All right, ladies and germs. We want to keep it light. Here's the problem. There's so much lousy news. I don't want to talk about the news. There's so much lousy news. It's just I don't even want to do it. Maybe we should do a giveaway when we come back. We haven't done that in forever. Can we do that?
Can I give away the show?
We've been doing that all the time. We'll give like a book giveaway. I think we got a book or two we can give away. Maybe we'll do a trivia question when we come back. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
This is a public notice from Varango Solar. If you are a San Diego Gas and Electric customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, this could be your last chance to convert your home to solar energy for zero money down with the government rebate program. To see if you qualify, call 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800. The California Solar Initiative expanded state support of solar technology as part of the governor's Million Solar Roofs vision for California. A number of Southern California utilities have already been forced to shut down their government incentives due to budgetary constraints. However, if you are an SDG&E customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, rebates to Go Solar for zero money down are still available for a limited time. For more information and to submit your application for zero down solar before the deadline, please call Varango Solar at 800-951-5800. 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the great challenges to all retirees is the simple fact that the cost of living continues to go up even once you retire from the workplace. President Reagan said the following: inflation is as violent as a mugger, as frightening as an armed robber, and as deadly as a hitman. What's your plan to offset inflation in a retirement that can last 30 or 40 years? Do you even have a plan? Well, if not, do yourself and your family a big favor and give me a call for your free consultation. Let me show you how you can deal with the insidious risk of inflation and at the same time secure your income for the rest of your life. Call 800-727-PLAN for your free consultation with me. That's 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my award-winning website, theretirementprofessor.com. I am the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call 800-727-PLAN for your free consultation with me. 800-727-PLAN.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, right now's a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monte Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how did they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
As a listener, you know that E.coli termite and pest control is successful because they're so effective. Well, if you're looking for a successful career, E.coli wants to talk to you. They have an opening for a technician. You need a good driving record, a valid driver's license, and a good attitude. This is a full-time career with benefits. They provide the training. You bring the dedication. Be a part of the E.coli family. Log on to the E.coli website, termitelady.com. Or call 858-488-2847. E.coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Apply online at the E.coli website, termitelady.com, or call 858-488-2847. That's 858-488-2847.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Activation of Stump the Spoon program in 3, 2, 1. It's time once again for another exciting edition of Stump the Spoon. You can ask David any question you want that involves Bible, scripture, or theology. Can you stump the spoon? Our top shelf cabinet of signature, one-of-a-kind prizes, hope you can. Books, CDs, DVDs, tickets, actual spoons? Wait, is that right? What the? Bring it on and get ready to stomp the spoon! You've chosen wisely. It's now time to spin Spoon's Random Wheel of Blessing. One of these top shelf books from a noted Christian author will no doubt add certain blessings upon your life. All right, David, it's time to spin that wheel. The Random Wheel of Blessing. No, ma'am. You can't buy a vowel. They're not for sale.
Now that, ladies and gentlemen, was good radio. That was good radio. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We just wanted to play those promos because we haven't played them in a really long time. They're really funny. And then we realized that we did all this work and created all these promos and we never use them. It's like, what? And we're like, hey, remember Stump the Spoon? Oh, yeah. Hey, remember the Random Wheel of Blessing? Oh, yeah.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Why don't you spin the wheel for fun?
What? Lose a show? When did they put that thing on there?
Red Wings lose tomorrow. What?
No. I will tell you, we're going to do a giveaway. We're going to do a trivia giveaway. I just think that's funny. That's some really good material. We just don't use it. I wanted to let you know this is an update on this. Sony Pictures is getting involved with our good friend Mark Burnett. With our good friend Mark Burnett, they're creating a space travel series, and they're talking about a space travel series, like the people get to travel in space. They did sign today. They signed something to move forward with Mark Burnett on a series where some people are going to go into space. But I want to give a shout out to Mark Burnett and tell him, no, I say you do it, and what you do is the show takes politicians and sends them to space and maybe drops them off at the space station where they can create a new UN and kind of live out their lives. What do you think? That's better, isn't it? They just send them to space. And they, instead of doing this with regular people, let's do it with politicians and just put them in the shuttle. Off they go.
Maybe it should be the setting should be that park bench that they're going to put up on the moon.
That's a good idea. Let's do that. Okay, let's do that. Okay, we got some trivia. With trivia? You guys still do trivia? Yeah. That sound never gets old. Here you go, ladies and gentlemen, trivia. You'll have a chance to pick between three fabulous books. Grace Unplugged, for those of you that are going to the movie, the showing tonight, Grace Unplugged, the book, Wounded by God's People from Anne Graham Lotz, or To Live as Christ with Matthew Chandler doing a commentary on Philippians. Here's the question, trivia question. What's the shortest verse in the New Testament? What's the shortest verse in the New Testament? 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Boy, we don't give out that number very much. 866-577-2473. What is the shortest verse in the New Testament?
Call now. 1-866-577-2473. The David Spoon Experience.
You know, now that I think about it, that's not that easy of a question for some people, huh? Because a lot of people don't maybe not be aware.
You want to change the question?
No, let it stand. I mean, that's actually, do you know that one?
I know that you've given it on the show before, and so I actually know I should have no excuse. It's somewhere in the back part of my brain.
Yeah, because I feel bad because, you know.
Oh, there's a call.
Okay. Well, I know, but, you know, there are people who will call. It's just not the easiest question. Okay, well, it's not hard. Okay, well, it's not easy, but it's not hard. It's neither one of those. Something like that. All right. See, now the callers are calling, and maybe they're just like, oh, you're doing trivia again. Oops. I guess I need to do it more. Just remember what I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, about feeling drained. If you're feeling drained, if you're feeling like Drano, if you're feeling like you're under the weather, so to speak, spend time with the Lord. There's a lot of regeneration power in the Lord. All right? He can raise the dead. He can lift you up out of your discouragement. That's one of the great things. The Lord is awesome to us.
You ready for a caller, David?
Sure. Who's the caller? Oscar? Oscar, how you doing, Oscar?
Good. I'm driving right now.
Okay, you're driving right now.
I remember the verse. I remember the verse you said. That it's a Jesus cry.
Okay.
The short verse in the Bible and the New Testament.
That's right. It's a Jesus cry. Jesus wept. That's it. Good
Jesus
job,
cried.
Oscar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, good job. You won.
All right.
Yeah, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold, okay? And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to have my producer get your number, and then he's going to get your information, and you got to tell me which did you want, because we got three books to choose from, the Grace Unplugged, Wounded by God's People, or To Live as Christ. Which one would you like to get? Is he there?
Okay, give me the...
Okay, I didn't get that one, so I'm just going to let the producer grab the information from you, and then you can tell him which one you want, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right. God bless you, brother. All right, so let's get Oscar on hold. Get him on hold? Okay, yeah, good. All right. So what do you want me to do? You want to go to exit and come back and do a segment, or you want me to just what would you like to do, robo-producer? What do you feel? Mr. Dodgers, what do you feel like doing?
Letting the Dodgers win tonight.
Well, I know. What do you want?
Is that possible? Is that an option?
No. No. I'm going to call you
Mr.
Dodgers.
Well, if you have a
rather
short DDD, I can always get Oscar's information.
Okay. Well, we could do that because you know what? You know what I think is funny? I'm now going to call you Mr. Dodgers.
I like that too. It's an honor, sir.
Instead of Mr. Rogers, I'm going to call you Mr. Dodgers. Okay, here we go. Exodus chapter 14, verse 19. Exodus chapter 14, verse 19. Okay. Well, my computer just went haywire right in front of me. Wow, that's strange. I don't like the way that happened. All right, so Exodus chapter 14, verse 19, and here's what it says. Wonderful passage. It says this. The angel of God, who had been going before the camp of Israel, moved and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud moved from before them and stood behind them. Listen to the passage again. Exodus 14, 19. The angel of God, who had been going before the camp of Israel, moved and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud moved from before them and stood behind them. Here is something to remember, a small piece to remember. God has us covered forwards and backwards. God has us covered forwards and backwards. When the Lord chose you and I, he didn't go, well, I have no idea what's going to happen in their future, so I'll just worry about them. That's not how this program works. That's not how it works in connection with the Lord. God has us covered. He knows where we're heading. He knows what's going to happen. He's not worried about us. He's not freaking out. The only people that freak out are us. We're the people that freak out. And the great thing about the Lord is if you've got a strong past that haunts you, it doesn't have to haunt you. It doesn't have to go after you. It doesn't have to beat you up. It does not matter what you what you've done in the past compared to what's going on right now. And maybe the Lord is saying to you right now, give me your life. Give me all of that stuff. Give me all of that guilt. Give me all of that shame. Bring it to me. Lay it here at the altar, and I will forgive you and heal you. Maybe it's time that the person that's listening needs to just do that. Just do it. Just say, Lord Jesus, here's all of it. I surrender to you. I yield to you. I give everything up to you. I desire you to be the Lord of every area of my life. If you can pray that, if you can say that unto the Lord, if you can push that up from your heart to him, he will respond to you. He will forgive you. He will cleanse you. He's a merciful God. He's gracious. He's kind. And he helps us, not just with our past, though, but also with our future. And maybe you're one of those people that you're just stuck in fear because you don't know what's around the corner. You're coming around the corner and you don't know what's going to happen. And it makes you nervous and you're uncomfortable and you're full of anxiety and fear and distrust. You know, the Lord can help you with that too. You can be a Christian who loves the Lord, but you're afraid of what the future brings. Here's what you got to know about the future. You might not know what's going to happen, but you can know who's going to be there when it happens. And that would be the Lord. The Lord's going to be there for you. And even when you think, I can't do it. I don't know. I'm afraid. Remember, he covers our past. He covers our future. He covers us in our present because he loves us. And remember, he's an interlinear God. He's not one time frame only. He's in every dimension. And so God has us covered. God has us protected. God has us. The angel went in front of them. Then the angel went behind them. And the Lord goes before us and he goes behind us in the context of protecting us from every side. North, south, east, and west, up and down, you can count on God's coverage for your life. Period. Period. Okay? Okay. That's a good DDD. I like that one. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I am your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we got another segment with a little surprise, so don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Step out of the everyday and into the tranquility of the spa at La Costa, named the number one wellness spa in the nation. Come for a treatment and stay for the day. Visit the spa at La Costa in October and receive a $45 savings pass. Details at lacosta.com.
Have you ever used the excuse the devil made me do it? Well, you may be right. I'm Screwtape, demon extraordinaire and star of the Screwtape Letters, the wildly popular stage adaptation of the best-selling novel by C.S. Lewis. In it, I teach young Wormwood the art of temptation, a wickedly witty portrait of spiritual warfare and how demons like me influence your everyday life. But don't take my word for it. After all, why should you trust me? The Associated Press calls C.S. Lewis the Screwtape Letters devilishly funny. Lewis's insights still resonate. Christianity Today says it's a profound experience, and the National Review calls it pure genius. See C.S. Lewis the Screwtape Letters. Get your tickets today.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scantibodies Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14, helium-argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
Dr. Charles Stanley on his new book, Emotions.
Well, I've met a lot of people through the years whose emotions got the best of them. They don't have any real peace in their heart, and as a result, this cloud hangs over them.
Emotions by Dr. Charles Stanley, available at bookstores everywhere. KPRZ invites you to meet Dr. Charles Stanley on his book tour as he signs copies of his new book, Emotions, Saturday, October 5th, 2 to 4 p.m. at Warwick's Bookstore in La Jolla. Stay in touch at kprz.com.
Dr. Charles Stanley on his new book, Emotions.
Well, I've met a lot of people through the years whose emotions got the best of them. They don't have any real peace in their heart, and as a result, this cloud hangs over them.
Emotions by Dr. Charles Stanley, available at bookstores everywhere. And to meet Dr. Stanley on his book tour, visit intouch.org/emotions.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Oh, it's such a great song. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. If you want to reach the show, would you like to reach the show? All you got to do is send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, then follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because... There you go. Excalibur Roofing is sponsoring this last segment. 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bought in over 40 different classifications, and testimonials from people just like you, which I think that's part of the big key, is Eric over there. I mean, they do a tons and tons of jobs. They got tons of referrals, tons of references. I mean, and they just do good work. All the estimates are free, because they're confident in their work. They do small jobs. They do big jobs. They do new roof construction, old roof replacements. They do repairs. They do whatever it takes. They do everything that you need to get done, but they do it as they approach each job from a customization point of view. Why, they could probably even build a roof for the famous Brian K. Smith's head. That's what I think. Maybe. That's a big job. Anyway, you can call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. You can go to excaliberroofing.com. There's a lot of information on the website, so you can get a lot of good material there. Don't forget Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor. Yeah, there you go. Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric. You know, I'm not going to exit this show without having something interesting to converse about. And I have something here in my hands that will bring even a tear to robo-producer.
Dodgers win 2013 World Series.
No. This, though.
Oh, that sounds epic.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have in my hand the greatest TV animals of all time. The list. This list gives us the top five greatest TV animals of all time.
I'm going to just bet that mine is actually on there. There's no way it can't be on there.
Which one?
You want me to tell you?
No, don't tell me. Don't tell me. I'm going to go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. Now, there's a ton. I have the top 60, but I'm just doing the top five. Okay. All right. Ready? Okay. Number five. Ready? It's going to surprise you. Top animal. Greatest TV animals of all time. Top five. Number five. Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo. Coming in at number five. What do you think? You like it? There you go. Okay. This one is for those of us who are older. Number four.
I'm going to guess Mr. Ed.
No, number four is J. Fred Muggs.
Who?
The monkey that was on the NBC morning show from 1953 to 1957.
Wow, never even heard of him.
Well, I said it's for the older people. You're still in that younger.
Thank you, David.
No problem. This one I completely disagree with. Number three, Eddie the dog on Frasier.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, that's what that. I have a hard time with that. Number two, you would be correct. Number two is Mr. Ed.
Nice.
And I would agree with that. I think Mr. Ed is definitely, you know, a horse is a horse, of course, of course. I mean, that's legendary, right? The number one TV animal, greatest TV animal of all time, ladies and gentlemen, Lassie the dog.
Man, well, maybe mine's somewhere further down on the list.
I see that didn't sit very well with you, did
no,
it?
No, not at all.
Oh, Lassie, come on now, Lassie. Lassie, Lassie. I mean, come on.
And actually, technically, mine is not an animal. His actually name is Animal. Animal from the Muppet Show.
Oh. See, I would have gone a couple other ways on some of this. First of all, I would have said, you know, Arnold the pig on Green Acres. I mean, that's a big one. I think I'd have easily, how do you not have Bugs Bunny on that list? Right? I mean, that's a big one. What about Felix the Cat? What about Felix the Cat? Come on. But for me, the one that they missed the most, ready? Mickey Mouse. How did you miss Mickey Mouse? Right? I mean, Mickey Mouse. Come on, it's Mickey. Right? I mean, everybody. I mean, who's the smartest person in the world? He gets people to stand in line so that they can see a rat. Walt Disney. How smart was that? They get in line. They can see a rat. It's like incredible. It's genius. Okay, so you're not going with Lassie or Mr. Ed, or are you going to stick with Mr. Ed?
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed.
Yeah, we just do the weirdest shows, don't we? Oh, well. Hey, yeah, that's life. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that'll wrap it. That'll do it. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're going to take a 22-hour break. And as you know, Fridays around here are special. So I would expect...
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to exit the donut.
I would expect nothing less, and I hope you expect nothing less. We'll see ya in 22. I'm with you.